Interesting. Joining us now, though, is Amanda Lee. Her husband is stationed at Fort Hood and is experiencing in a fairly direct way the aftermath of the shooting yesterday. Amanda Lee, good morning.
Hi.
And your husband has just returned from a deployment in Afghanistan. I wonder if you can tell me how your family is reacting to the shooting yesterday at Fort Hood.
Well, we're relieved that he's okay.
Sure.
Mean, but it's definitely, you know, he came home in June, so you kind of expect that you're not going to have to worry anymore at that point. You know, it's like, all right, well, the deployment's over, and now we get back to our regular lives. And this is the last thing that we would have expected.
Well, you know, a lot of counselors that we've talked with this morning have described this sense of safety that people on base are going to have to get back to. How does that play out in your lives, in your family?
I don't really know. I guess it's a little bit different for me. I lived here on September 11th, so it's kind of like it's an adjustment that I've made before. But I think it's going to be very difficult for Fort Hood. I mean, like, I've spent a limited amount of time on the base, and when you go to Fort Hood, it's like an overwhelming experience. They call it a great place because it's just this huge base that you go through gates to get into, and you do feel very safe when you're there because it feels like it's all insiders, it's all military, and you don't have to worry about anything. So I think that's going to be a difficult adjustment for people who live in Fort Hood. I think it's probably a lot like the adjustment that people who were in New York had to make to going back to your regular life and feeling safe in a place where something very tragic happened.
Well, and as you say, Amanda Lee, you're really inside when you're in Fort Hood, behind those gates, behind the so-called protection. And, of course, the protection is what's gone today. Amanda Lee, her husband is stationed at Fort Hood, talking about getting back to a sense of normalcy after the shooting in Fort Hood yesterday. Amanda Lee, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.